Hey, my friends, it is the one and only D-Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava, and it's a lovely Wednesday. I'm back with another episode. Today, we'll be talking about, are you really trying to change? And this is a question asked to me when I said to one of my, one of the people that I confide in, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of really difficult to deal with. And he asked, are you really difficult or you just refuse to change? Because there's some things that you can change about yourself to make yourself a little bit, you know, because it can come off to people as very hard and extra and push people away. So have you ever thought about that you need to change or adjust that to where you don't push people away even when you don't intend to? No, it's just kind of like, ouch. Don't call me out like this. But it was facts. Like, I like to surround myself with people who will tell me the truth and just be like, hey, you might want to, you know, reflect on that a little bit. You might want to see how you're doing with that a little bit. You might want to kind of just fix it or learn how to cope properly so that you're not, you know, being weird to people and pushing them away even when you don't mean it. And it's very understandable. It's something that I've noticed, something that has stuck out like an ugly sore. And how am I dealing with it? Well, you'll see. Alright, we are back. Okay, so are you really trying to change? Of course my answer is yes, because, well, who doesn't want to better themselves? Well, I know I want to better myself, so let me speak for myself, since this is very personal. I do want to better myself. I always want to elevate. I fear being stagnant. I really do. I fear it. But also I fear a lot of things that will make me stagnant. I fear not knowing the result of something. I fear the unknown completely. And it affects my relationships with people, my connections with people, and just my simple day-to-day interactions with people. And it kind of makes me prideful but very indecisive. And it's confusing to any individual that crosses my path and sits in my existence. It is such a weird energy, but for some people it interests them, so they stay until they get a headache and then they leave. And this is something that has reoccurred in my life multiple times. And as I get older, I now realize what it is. I can put my finger on it and be like, people are cool with me because I'm different and, like, you know, I'm a chill person. But then if we really boil down to it, after a while, you know, it starts to become a tug and pull, and I'm just like, oh my god, honestly, I'm gonna be alone because no one wants to deal with me, no one wants to be friends with me. And I'm just like, yeah. And that's not always the case. It's just that there are some things I don't communicate properly because I don't know. Like, I'm telling you how I feel about myself, and that's a complicated relationship. Because sometimes I hate myself. I hate myself for being indecisive. I also hate myself for not asking for help when needed. I also hate how I don't let people do nice things for me, knowing damn well I deserve it. Anyone does anything nice for me, I feel so weird and I feel so unworthy, because it's just like, I have a fear that, like, I'm gonna ask for something in return. And I don't mind doing it. It's just that when you're doing nice gestures for people and you're forming that connection and you're forming that base with people, I fear doing too much and investing more than what they're doing, and it end up being lopsided, and I get my feelings hurt. Or I get my feelings hurt because they may not feel the same. And you know, like, it's rough. And, you know, I explain my fears to people and they get it, but I'm just kind of like, this bothers me. this bothers me. This is why sometimes I reject interaction deeper than a hello and a let's study and a goodbye. It's rare that I can get people that I want to hang out with on a daily that will understand me or be patient with me coping with myself, because every week I learn something about myself that definitely is a blockade of me growing to my full potential. How do I deal with that? Sometimes it takes me months. Sometimes it takes me weeks. Sometimes I start doing the effective coping methods and it gets better. And people see that and they're like, okay, she's getting better. But at the same time, sometimes I feel like I'm digging in a hole and I'm getting worse. And you know, I know y'all thought I was gonna come over here and have a solution, but I don't. I'm in this phase where I feel like it's getting harder and harder. Like, I feel like I'm digging through a tunnel that's cement. And I have a toothpick picking at it. And it's just like, oh my God, I know. And I get so frustrated. I feel sometimes so alone. And I try to talk to people, but it's kind of just like, I don't know what to say without sounding like a maniac, because, you know, then I want to burst into tears and just be like, what is wrong? And then I realize also too, I have anxiety. A lot of things that people question literally makes my heart race, literally makes my head just pound and makes my body tense. And it's not, I know it's something I can cope with and control and work through, and I definitely am trying. It's just, you know, when you're a person that wants to love everyone that you come in contact with and also form connections with people you think you can align with, it sometimes blocks those things. Like, I really want to form a connection with people, and yes, I want to have a relationship, but these things are making it so much harder than what it already is, because it's already hard to form a connection with someone that aligns with you, that accepts you, and that cares for you. And, you know, forming those relationships are very rare and very important, because everyone needs someone to go to and confide in at the end of the day. Everyone needs someone to go and confide to. Anyone that's not blood, you need someone that is not blood to go and confide in, because everyone has that person that they just tie with emotionally and spiritually. Some people's spirits just click and settle, and it just fits so perfectly, and it complements each other like how a woman would wear a dress and a guy would wear a suit with a tie that has her color. It's that detail. And honestly, I have a headache. I have, you know, I get tears in my eyes, because it's just like, can I meet that person? I've gone through so many people and so many things, and it's just like, what am I possibly doing wrong? I really feel like sometimes I may end up alone. And it's not that I hate being alone, but it's sometimes the fact that you fear people not relating to you, and then you feel like something's wrong with you, when you know there's nothing wrong with you. You're just trying to figure out things and cope with them properly. And it's not your fault. It's just the things you've experienced have molded you into this. But now you have to break the mold and realize that you're not tied to these things anymore. You're not bound to these people who've drained you and completely left you in pieces. That's not who you are. That's not what you're about. It's so much more than that. But it's so hard to see when all you see is the negative over and over and over, and you start to believe it. You don't think that, you don't wake up one day and just like, I'm gonna have all these problems and just put them in my head. No, that's years of traumatic experiences for some people. Or it's years of just being constantly rejected and feeling like and being constantly excluded. And it's not easy to deal with. And it's not easy to just accept as a whole. And when you realize what the problem is, the hardest part is knowing how to cope and fix it. But also, how can you do this on your own? Because honestly, sometimes there's some things you have to do on your own. There's some healing you have to really just sit with and just be like, okay. Every day I promise myself I'm going to say positive thoughts. If I say one negative thing, I have to punish myself in some way. Or I have to really, if I think one negative, I have to get it out and write on a sheet of paper, crumble up, throw it in the trash can, and eject those thoughts literally and mentally, because it's not who I am. I can't believe those things. I have to train myself to unlearn all of the negative energy that I've sent and that I've put out on people unintentionally. And is it, and that's the thing. You have people in your life who really care for you, but at the same time, it's one of those things that you still juggle. You know, having fears is normal for a human. But at the same time, it's really frustrating when, like I said, you have all these dreams, all these accomplishments on your list, and you're just like, I want to do that. And then the fear creeps in when you're triggered. And boy, it's rough. It's really rough. You know, and so I know when you ask, when I ask myself, am I really trying to change? Hell yeah, I'm trying. I want all the help I possibly could get for myself. Even if that means I have to change my schedule, my attitude, who I'm around, if I have to pick up other ways to release. Ways that I release is I create content. I help people, because me telling what I'm going through and what I deal with helps other people. And when I help people, I realize that what I deal with is not just me. I'm not the only one, but also it makes me happy at the end of the day that I know that I can help someone overcome whatever obstacle that kept tripping them up. At the end of the day, I really care for people, but that's hard to show when you have so many fears and so many misconceptions that aren't their fault. It's not their fault. It's not yours. It's just the damage hasn't been repaired. And it's always, sometimes it won't always be. But how do you deal with that? How do you cope with it? It's like having a scab on your knee. It eventually heals, but that piece of skin right there is a different color now. Now, how do you deal with that? How do you look at it and you're just like, dang, that's a whole nother color. But then you're just like, huh. You know what? It's another color, but it showed that I got through it. It showed that I got through it. I fell. Well, first I fell. I healed. And I'm still here. And it didn't get rid of me. For me to still be able to show that knee or walk with that knee. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's not literal, but you're still able to do that. It's something. And I can say that a lot for the things that I've experienced or went through. No, I'm not gonna go into detail on those, but you'll start to look back and reflect on many things that you do, and many of your flaws and your faults that may sometimes cause problems. And I'm not saying change for people, but also realize that sometimes how you are can block you from meeting the people that you aspire to meet, these people that align with you, these people that benefit you. They don't benefit from you, they add on to you, they compliment you. But in order to be ready for those people, there's some stuff you have to move around and change around. It's like getting the house ready for company. You don't want to show your guest a dirty house where the furniture has stuff all on top of it, kitchen has dishes on the sink, socks on the floor, trash not taken out, trash overflowing to the floor, whole room smells awful, your bedroom is not clean, bed's not made up. You don't want to show company that, because they can't feel comfortable in the space with all this dirty laundry, all this dirt, all this old stuff sitting around in the way. It's like you become a hoarder with your emotions, and that's what I've become. I've sat and stored up all these emotions because I've never released them. I thought I released them, but the thing is, they're still here. So now what do I do? What do I do now? Do I just sit with them and watch it? That's what most hoarders do. They sit and look at it and watch it pile up some more. Well, really pile up dust. And watch the rodents come in eventually. And howls in it. And just wallow. And I don't want to do that. Because eventually, it'll be just you and all the shit that's surrounding you. All the shit you let pile up, it'll just be you and that shit. You'll never be able to invite anyone in and let them be comfortable. Because you're not comfortable. How the hell can they be comfortable if you are? And that's something that hurt me, is that I want people to feel welcome and comfortable, but I don't allow them because of whatever baggage I keep storing and keep there, and I can't do that. I physically can't do that because it ends up being so hurtful and such a tug and pull on myself. And the person could be great. The person could treat me well. The person could be a great individual with a great soul, a great mind, and everything. And I'm still scared because of this baggage from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, shit, even 7 months ago, 8 months ago, almost a year ago. All these baggage that I'm holding on to, all this hurt that I haven't let go of, because I didn't realize that what they did to me had nothing to do with me. What they did to me was because they didn't know how to handle themselves. So I was caught in the crossfire of them mishandling themselves. And in the result, it mishandled me. And I never, ever want to continue that cycle, because I don't know how to cope and I don't know how to explain or talk to people. I never, ever want to go through that. Ever. I don't think that's what I want. But I know that if I keep doing this, I will be alone. I can't push everyone away from me. I can't tell people to get away from me. I can't tell people to leave me alone. I can't shut people out. I can't ghost people. I can't just shut down. Even if I feel like it's necessary or I want to, I can't do that. I realize now it's not effective, it's destructive. And sometimes when you ask yourself, are you ready to change? It does bring you to tears because it's just like, damn, I let this shit happen. And now what do I do? Like, it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this shit. It's like, damn, I don't know, nigga. You tell me. Like, it's not a easy answer. It's not a ABC. It's no procedure, no steps, no recipe for this. It's really just a trial and error. And people like me hate trial and error. We hate it. I loathe trial and error. I want to know what I can do so I know I'll get it right. There we go back again. I want to know what the actual end result is. The unknown. The thought of the unknown bothers me. I like to get into relationships knowing, like, what do you want? This and the third. I want this. This is what I want after X and Y Z months. And I realize I can't do that for everything. And I can't do that for that. Because every person takes different amounts of times. Different amounts of different periods of time to get to really know and analyze and get a feel of. This one person, you may take them 3 months to know, and it's good. It's good to go. You're set. Some people gotta be friends with them for a few years. For a few good years, and then you're like, hey, okay, now I'm ready to do whatever is next on the agenda. And this is some people, it takes in between that. And when you realize that every person is different, and every person is, you know, some people are more open and vulnerable and direct. Some people just, it takes some time to really unveil the layers back and just be like, oh, I didn't know about this and this and this. Cool. And then if you do something else with them, it's just like, oh, peel another layer back. Cool, we got this and this right here now. Okay. There's no human is just one layer straight and just, you know, people always say men are simple. Yeah, they're simple, but still they have layers to themselves because we're human. We're complex individuals. No one's just simple and just, there's a reason for why you do every little thing down to how you formed your hand when you speak. There's a reason for why you may hold your body like you do. Just to those tiny, tiny, tiny things. And it's crazy. I never thought in my life that I would just realize this or know this. And have I been told to change? Everyone's been told to change something about themselves. That's nothing new. That's nothing weird. You know, some people don't agree with how you move and how you operate, and that's normal too. My thing is, when it starts to hold you back, will you change it then? Because at the end of the day, you have to do what fits you. You have to do what truly helps you elevate and keeps you elevating. Because you never want to sit, you never want to just sit and be content with the way you are. There's always room for improvement for everything. No, nothing can be perfect. We get that. No, we're not trying to strive to perfection, but we're trying to strive to be the best version of yourself. Not compared to anyone over there or your friend over there or your competition over there. It ain't about that. It's about when you leave this place, don't you want to leave in the best form of yourself? Or do you just want to leave however you were left? Well, no, I did not say that, but like, you just want to leave however, you know, you just leaving in any type of fashion. Your soul and everything is just probably at, what, 85%? Like 62%. Like, do you really want to try to give your 100% all into trying to be the fullest potential that God gave you and the fullest of everything that really you were called to be? And yeah, it can be stressful as hell, but at the end of the day, if you can look back as you get older, get to the, towards the end of your life, you can look back and just be like, wow, my progression is crazy. I'm proud. Then I feel like you've fulfilled your life's purpose. And at the end of the day, the money, the cars, the house, all that shit doesn't matter. It's just, you fulfilled your purpose of trying to reach the peak of yourself, trying to reach the standard that God has really just set for you. Sometimes I just, this is the process to get to that point. This is the process. And I know a lot of people right now, especially as a student, other students, they feel very, very just kind of like sitting in a limbo, because it's just kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, this is a time where people are questioning a lot of things, and they're just like, what can I do better? What can I improve? Where can I just this? And, you know, I keep hearing, like, you know, like, this decade is almost over. 2019 is almost over. About to be 2020. Like, what are you doing? Are you growing? Are you learning? Are you, you know, in a way, yes, it's cliche. It's annoying and whatever else it could be to you. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, I keep seeing it. It keeps this feeling in me of, like, what am I doing? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And it's not like a, I don't think I have a purpose, I don't know why I'm here, but it's just like every day I have to remind myself of the answers that I put. Because I had answers. It's just, do those answers change? Because I changed. Or do I add more on to the answer? Or did my answer just completely evolve all the way around? Because as an individual, as a spirit, you just, that's what you do. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and don't forget to follow the Instagram page, The Lit Southern Belle, and also don't forget to follow me and see what's going on in my personal life and how I'm flourishing at mimi.nava_. And also, don't forget to follow The Lit Southern Belle page, because once we reach 200 followers, we will definitely have polls and be more interactive with you, because I want to know what y'all want to talk about. I want to know what's going through y'all's minds. And also, I just want to get your feedback as a whole on each episode so I know what more of to post. Stay flourishing, my friends.